Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Viva La Diva with Mother Diva Monroe in Hollywood.
Viva La Diva show. I want to make sure I don't have any feedback. But before I bring on my co-host, I did want to mention a disclosure for the show. Just to let everybody know that our show is all-inclusive. Happy Pride Month. We want to make sure that anybody that comes on the show doesn't become offensive to our guests, or we don't want the host to say anything out of line, because if so, we do have our switchboard is going to shut things down, and we're going to correct it. So with that said, let me bring on my co-host, Mr. Hollywood.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that
Hollywood.
Hey divas, how are y'all?
Ooh, what's going on with your voice today?
Well, you know, when you're out in the public, you know, enjoying yourself, yelling and screaming, things happen, you know. But I'm still here, you know.
Oh, that's right. What you was doing?
Last night was drag bingo and also drag karaoke, so a lovely
Ooh,
night of
what are you telling me? I would have came and sung a little song or something.
Or a little, you would have did a little number.
A little number.
That's okay. I hear you, sir. That's a little number.
A little liquid courage, that's about it. Yeah, I would have came and did a number or two. Maybe
All
a little
right.
something.
A little something.
How was that?
It was cute, actually. You know, I'm the type of person that loves to have fun and have fun almost everywhere I go. So it was actually fun. I had my good vibes around me the whole night, you know. Bingo, it's drag bingo at Shaw Tavern on U Street. And it's once a month, and they give away bottles of liquor, bottles of wine, movie tickets, baseball game tickets, all types of things if you win the bingo game. So it was a bit fun, you know. With bingo, you never know who's going to win. So it was fun. And then karaoke, you just watch a lot of drunk individuals that think they are Beyonce and Jasmine Sullivan and Britney Spears try to sing. And, you know, they actually sound like howling wolves. But it's okay. It's all right.
Is that something that you all do on a weekly basis, or that was just for this week?
Bingo is once a month, and karaoke is every week on Tuesday night at Nelly's.
Oh, okay. All right, so Nelly's still up and functioning. That's
oh, baby, they're doing more than up and functioning, honey. They're one of the toppest places here in the DMV when you want to get out the house. It's something every week.
Yes, because I've only been to, you know, Nelly's for the brunch on a Sunday, which everybody knows about. I didn't know they had, like, weekday events and stuff. So
yes,
cool.
Tuesday is drag bingo. They actually have drag bingo there, too, on Tuesdays, and then the night is karaoke. And on Wednesdays, ooh, what is Wednesdays? Wednesdays, they have something scheduled almost every night of the week, so some type of fun. And if not, just go to the bar. That's fun, too, you know, just...
Right.
There we go.
All right.
But how are you, love? How are you doing?
I'm okay. I actually went to a little happy hour today. Haven't done that in a long time. I don't know. Drinking has become not my thing anymore. So.
Okay. Okay.
So
wish I was able to say the same.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know you always got a good cocktail, so
always,
that ain't it.
Always. Cocktails make the world spin, okay?
Right.
Yes. It helps the world go round and round.
Mm-hmm. That used to be my life, my 20s, but, you know, I'm past that. I don't need a drink anymore. I'm just living high off of life.
Understood, as you should. As you should.
Right.
Because, you know, it can get some, it could get out of pain, but you know.
Right. Oh my gosh, I dropped the ball. Like, I didn't get, you know, a special guest tonight. I didn't even, you know, make sure what number she's calling from. So if she's listening, she's waiting on the line, please push the one so Susan can bring you on. Because I am so sorry. I should have got that together. But I'm sure Susan knows. Philly numbers. Susan's from Philly, so.
All right. But yes, 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 this Washington, D.C. weather is really getting on my nerves.
Yes,
you know,
I went and got my car washed today, and the rain is just sprinkling down.
I don't know why.
I mean,
this Pride weekend is going to be horrible because it's supposed to rain all weekend long.
Listen, my car needed it. The inside of this truck, everything.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, I guess she's in the building. Let me give her a short little introduction. Carla G, she is from the Philly area. She is a singer, songwriter. She's also, she does poetry. And she's, the great thing about her, which I love, she's a ballroom kid. She walks space. She's from the house of Iman, her house mother, Aisha Iman Prodigy, legendary Aisha Iman Prodigy. Let me make sure I say that right. Legendary mother. and that house is based on
the icon mother.
They have members everywhere. I'm sorry?
She's an icon mother.
Oh, she's an icon. Okay, Aisha. All right. So, iconic mother. She's faced. So, her daughter is also Faith. She goes by Spirit. That's her house name. I might call her Spirit. I might call her Carla, whatever comes out first. Either way, she's multi-talented, and I'm so happy to have her on the show tonight. So without further ado, let's bring her on the line if we can.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hello, doll. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We are great, honey. Yeah. I mean, you got onto the line, honey. I'm a little bit better.
Yes.
So I see the voice and clean up a little bit for you, child.
Yes.
God is good. Won't he do it? Won't he?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, shall I mask one side came out a little bit. She sounds so cute and sweet. Wait a minute, Jesus. Wait a minute. So how's your day going, ma'am?
It's going okay. I'm glad to be in the house off of work. I was actually like trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I get into this chat? Because I came in and then I kind of got cued in and then I heard you say go press one. And I'm like, okay, this is a little nice little setup. So I'm in now. Hi.
She's here now, okay.
Because I meant to make sure that Susan had your number so that she can have you in queue to bring you on. I don't know how that slipped my mind. Too many cocktails at the happy hour.
Okay.
Yeah, too many cocktails, sis. You gotta be able to hold your cocktail, sis. Hold it. Okay.
Don't get me. Don't do that.
Okay, sis. Don't hold
you
your cocktail, sis. Hold it.
Stop. So, Carla, if you want, you can give a little bit of background on who you are for those who don't know you, and then we can get into something to make people more familiar who you are.
Okay, so hello everyone that's listening. My name is Carla G. I am from Philly, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I am basically just really a fresh new face. I feel like I'm kind of reinventing myself. I have been here before, but when I was very young. So now it's kind of like, you know, something new things that I'm creating, new people that I'm meeting. So definitely a fresh face, bringing something soulful with a twist, which I'll explain later, and just trying to bring something good from Philly. I think, like, a lot of good music comes from this city, so just trying to get it out there and have people, you know, listen and have a good time. My music is fun. It's fun. It comes with a journey, and I think everyone should like it.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I've seen, I did actually get a chance to watch your video. But prior to me watching your video, I saw a post. I think you put it on Instagram, and I saw like a little clip of it from there. And I was like, oh, okay, yes. And you look real happy in the video. So I'm so proud of you because I remember when you were doing the shows and everything, and I was trying to make you speak back and forth to Philly. To see you perform everything. So I'm loving it. I'm so proud of you.
It's been a journey. It has really been a journey. Being in the music industry is really not easy. And if you really want to get into it, I mean, like, get into it. And I just try to, I'm in it now. And it's just like, it comes with a passion. And if you don't have that passion to keep doing it, then don't do it. Because it's like, once you start it, it's no stopping, because it's just like it's constantly elevating, and music is constantly just keep going. So it's like, don't drop the ball, because if you do, somebody else will pick it up. So it's kind of like, so you just got to keep moving.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So take us into the journey back when you were 13 and you were just getting started, and singing pretty much is in your blood. I know, I've heard you sing plenty of times. So I know it's in you. It's in you. So take us back to that time, like when you first got started. How was it? What did you have to do? What were you scared of, if you were? Or was it easy going? Like, how was it?
So basically my upbringing came from the church, and I was singing since I was younger, but I kind of stopped singing for a little while, and then I actually, when I was 13, I released a poetry album. So that album that I went with, it wasn't that much singing. It was a lot of spoken word, and I got into that, and I used to watch like Def Jam poetry and things like that, and I was like, I want to write stuff like that. I want to perform like that, and I just started to watch different people, and I got those vibes, and I actually was good at it, and when I hit the stage, people actually were listening, so it was like, okay, I can, you know, grab these people's attention, and it just came from there, and it was a lot of different things. Of course, I was very young, but I was very mature, and the things that I was writing about were captivating my audience that was my age and older. So it was like, you know, I was on the local radio stations, and different people were calling in wanting to meet me, and I was sneaking into clubs I wasn't able to really get into, but it was really a really good experience, and I learned so much that now I can, like, you know, remember back to those times, and I can grab those experiences and put them forth, you know, to the things I'm trying to do now, and even better. So, it was a while ago, but it definitely helped me to be the woman that I am today.
Yeah. So you remember, like, any of your poems from back then? Is it any of your favorites that you held on to all these years? You know I'm trying to get all into it because, you know, that's the side of you I knew. Before ballroom, before all of that, that's the side.
I know, right?
I know, so.
So the only, and to be honest with you, I'm not even going to tell you that I can sit here and recite the poem because I really can. But I definitely know that it was a piece that I wrote called I'm Not Ready Yet. And I actually got a chance to meet Flowetry back when they were Flowetry, performing this piece when I was in Philly performing. And I performed it, and I was actually, like, in a local club, and they were there. And the piece had, like, a little song, like, oh, I'm not ready yet. And it was like, going into, like, all the, all you got to do is say yes, that part. And then, like, I was able to, like, grab their attention and sit in VIP. I was so excited. So that was
I'm jealous.
Question.
I love them.
Yes. Yes.
I
so
want
that
them
was,
back
like,
so bad.
Favorite. I know, me too. I really do. I really do.
Girl, did you hear that note, though? Did you hear her hit that note?
Yeah, she don't play. She don't play.
I thought that was just how you had it. All you got to do is say yes. See, I hit it.
Oh my gosh.
I sound just like him, y'all.
She don't need no music. Just, you know, give her what she got. That comes from the soul.
Baby, I can hear it from the soul, honey, okay?
Thank you.
There must be something about some people in Philly, because I'm telling you now, it's a lot of talented people that come out of Philly. Definitely a lot of talented people that come out of Philly.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really, really is. It really is a really good birthplace for talent. And even now, like, it's a lot of local artists that I even look up to that I see out now that are really elevated, doing really big things. And they, you know, they do show love. And I think it's really important for artists, not just in Philly, but anywhere, you know, if you're coming from your hometown, to show love to other artists that's coming from there, as well as other artists, other places, because they're trying to get to where you are, you know. And I just try to be as humble as I can, because it's crazy that someone just actually hit me up in my DM and was like, oh, you know, I really look up to you. You're encouraging, you know, can you help me? Can you mentor me? And I'm just like, oh my gosh, yes, I would love to. And and not even knowing, like, you know, I'm actually still growing, you know, so I'm going to definitely help someone else because I would want someone else to do the same for me. So, you know, it's just like a constant process.
That's very rewarding because, you know, people will hit you up and tell you that they've been following you, they've been watching you, and things like that, and you don't realize it until somebody actually say something to you. Because, like my mom always used to tell me, there's people that's always watching. You should always watch what you're doing, how you carry yourself, because somebody's always watching.
All the time.
That's true.
All the time. It's so true. And it's crazy because you don't really... people get so caught up in, like, you know, followers and things like that. And it's crazy because I actually know a lot of people that don't have, like, 10K or 20K followers and are very, very, very big people. Like, you know, they are very, very important people and they have a great following. But you would never know because people get like, oh, well, you know, they don't have such and such a followers, but no, you need to watch that because you never know who is watching that person and where they at in their journey. So, yes, that's for sure.
Right.
Yes, that is so true. You know, there's a big judgment barrier now out, and just because you don't have the followers or such and such is following you, you don't make it to the quote-unquote next level. So it's like, you know, it's so many underground artists that just because they don't have this and or that, or the YouTube page don't have this amount of subscribers,
right,
and a third, oh, well, you know, she underground, but, you know, such and such ain't heard it yet, so, you know, this and the third, we're not going to pay attention. So you only pay attention to somebody that already have a CD out, then listen to someone that you should be listening to that they can put a CD out. So it's just like, you know, it's just the mindset of people. It's just, you know.
That's so true.
Judgment.
That's so
basically.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're so right. So many undiscovered artists out here. It's ridiculous. Like, I know one day I was at the gas station, and this girl, she came out of the store part of the gas station and just was walking back to her car. A young girl, she looked like she was probably about 15. And that girl was blowing. I'm like, who is that singing? Turned around. It was so, I'm like, wait a minute. I wish it was somebody right there, right at that time, that could have heard her. Because I know it's nothing that I can really do. But had somebody heard her singing, like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's so much undiscovered talent.
That's
so much. Like, even in the churches, you hear it, like, if you hear these women and men out here that's blowing, like, it's crazy. Me being a PK church kid, I go to these different churches visiting and things like that. And you hear the choir directors, or you'll hear someone that's just singing background that sounds way better than the person on the soloist.
Yes.
But a lot of times what I've learned with my brother and my family being in the entertainment business, that if you listen to a lot of these artists that are out background vocals, it's like, why did y'all switch spaces? Like, you know,
right.
I've listened to Jasmine Sullivan's background girls, and they are amazing.
Aren't they?
Yes. Tamela Mann's background vocals, amazing. Fantasia's background vocals is beyond amazing. The guy that she used to have could blow down. So it's just like, you know, it's so much talent out here. And it's just, again, it goes back to the whole judgment factor. If you don't have the look, they don't even worry about your talent for a minute. They worry about the look. If you don't have the look. Oh, you know what? I don't even want to hear her sing. She walked in, and she looked too homey. She looked too homey.
Yeah.
It's like, but that's what you're here for. You're here to, if you sign me, you help me get to the next level with, look, you provide me a stylist. You do this. They don't want to take the time to basically mold and help create who you should be and or who would help you blast off in this life now. So now I do applaud P. Diddy and DJ Khaled and Meghan Trainor for the new show, The Four. A friend of mine was on it last season. And basically the whole tour of everything of her going up and higher in it, they created you with the stylist. They would sit you down. Here's a lookbook on here, how to help you do this, how to do this. You know what? Let's give you some training a little bit, you know, before your next performance. So afterwards, they're even there with you for the next year. Afterwards, that will help you create and or who they see that you should be. Mind you, these are all icons in the business. So it's like, why wouldn't you take that with
you?
So it's very hard now to even get your foot into the lobby of anywhere if you don't have the look, if you don't have the followers, if you just, it's just like it's all about now, all about appearance. You could be like
we have
a singer out now, her. She hasn't even revealed who she is yet.
Right.
She when she goes to interviews, she tells them, if this is a tape interview, you only can be behind me. So nobody knows what she looks like. Mind you, she's out here doing live shows, everything. But she always got glasses on and that big curly hair.
That
she has yet to reveal her, yet to reveal who she is. So it's like, you know, it's just so much. I can see a change in the industry now where they're trying to help create things, because there's a lot of different looks that people are wearing now. So it's like the men are wearing pocketbooks now more than the daggone women.
Right.
I mean, me and Diva, we see people every day. The men got man bags, satchels, fanny packs. And the new Nike flip-flops have a full fanny pack on the front of them, and they're male flip-flops. It's like, what is going on? Like,
It's so crazy, though.
Like, and then also, I was just watching a young lady on YouTube, and she smashed Cry by K. Michelle and Broken Clocks together. And she's sitting in the front seat of I don't know if it's her car or her mom's car, and is blowing. But just because she's a black young lady that's in, you know, mm-hmm. that got these bow locks in her hair and look a little mm-hmm. quote unquote hood or ghetto, they don't
mm-hmm.
like that.
Right.
But when you can take this quote unquote child, pull her in
mm-hmm.
because she's talented, and say, look,
right.
mother, this is what needs to happen with your daughter. Mother, we think this will look will be best, and this will get her over to
right.
the UK, and this will get her over mm-hmm. to this, that, and the third place. Because
right.
if you go and look in Japan, I have a friend I follow on, I'm sure you guys have heard of him, Taja Cole. They're in Japan
mm-hmm.
right now. But if you see the artists from Japan, they've been wearing weaves before we was wearing weaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the men over there wear makeup more than the women, black eyeliner and things like
mm-hmm.
that. So it's just like basically you have to create a puzzle piece for each person when you're in the industry. It's like if
mm-hmm.
you don't fit the U.S. puzzle piece, a smart manager would say, look, you look are leaning more towards that U.K. type of field. Let's try to get you
right.
over there. Like Jessie
right.
J, they said that she didn't fit in over there in London. She was more of an artist for the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And she is amazing, phenomenal.
Right,
so it's just
right.
like, you know, you have to, a lot of people are not open-minded enough to take the time. And that could be the main thing, they're
mm-hmm.
just being lazy. Because they don't want to take the time
so
to help create you who you should be. When they don't realize that the
right.
artist, for one, have to sit there and create the sound they want.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
mm-hmm.
when I come to you and your management team, I need you. I'm bringing you the talent. Now I need you to put me into that puzzle piece and or create that puzzle piece where I can succeed in life.
Right. And a lot of people actually, a lot of labels. See, that's why. See, a lot of artists are going independent now, and
yeah.
a lot of artists actually don't want to sign to labels. And even if they do sign to labels, they want you to already come with the package. Like, they don't want to have to waste, you know, time or money having to build you up and make you this and make you that. They want you to do all of the work and come with all of that. And it's just really hard because a lot of like, you know, I have my own style, I have my own look, and I think that the generations that come, like, you know, Beyonce gonna have to retire one day, and Jill Scott gonna have to retire one day, and all of these other artists, and nobody will ever replace them because they are who they are. But, you know, as time goes along, we're gonna need more talent. We're gonna need new faces. We can't keep the same people here forever. So it's like, you know, investing in yourself is important, and investing your time and your money into, you know, what you're going to look like when you go on, you know, interviews and shows and things like that. That's important, and that's something that each artist, you know, including myself, we really have to take time and money, our own money, to do that. Like, I don't have a manager, and I don't have, you know, people pushing me. You know, I have my loved ones, my wife, my family, my friends, but no one, you know, like, oh, yeah, you know, this is what you need to do. This is, you know, this is how we're going to sell it and things like that. It's kind of just like, you're doing trial and error. You're learning as you go. You're doing what you need to do. I got the God gift of talent, of voice. You know, I can show my face. People like me. They don't like me. They don't like me. You know, it's not like I know what to do. It's just kind of like you're going to go. You're going to do what God set you out to do. And if it's for you, it's going to be for you. So it's just like, you know, all that stuff is so important, and it gets hard. I mean, it is not easy. It gets difficult, but it's so rewarding, and it's so good to, like, even be here talking with you guys, having people listening to me, knowing who I am, you know, getting my voice heard to, you know, different platforms, performing. I've actually performed tomorrow at the Pride Kickoff in Philadelphia, which is awesome. And
right,
I get to meet. Yes, I cannot wait to meet
Diva. We might have to
people.
Go ride up tonight. We're going to ride up tonight, Diva. Come on, we got to go tomorrow. We got to be there. We got to be there, Diva, okay? I'm packing my bag as we speak, okay? I'm packing my bag now, sis.
I would have went up there today. Well, make sure you mention the location for anybody that's listening so they can come out and support you.
Yes. It's going to be at City Hall. It's actually going to be in the courtyard of City Hall, right downtown Philadelphia. So you could just type in, if you want to do Google, you can just type in City Hall, Philadelphia, and it'll pull it right up.
And what time is that?
I actually go on at 6:45 p.m.
All right, so make sure y'all there at 6 o'clock.
Yes, yes. It's
a okay, so, no, you got to tell African Americans, I need y'all there about 1. Okay, 1. 1 o'clock.
Yes, be there on time. She might have a little intro. She might have a little walkthrough that she need to do before she starts singing. So make sure you catch
that.
Thank
you.
Be sure to do that and come out and support her tomorrow. You said it's Philly Pride kickoff.
Yes, yes, yes. Philly Pride kickoff.
Come through Philly Pride. I did not know y'all Pride was the same weekend as our Capital Pride, because our Capital Pride is this week as well.
Yes, yes.
Yes. How's the weather up there in Philly?
It's okay. It was a little it was actually really, I don't like the heat, so I am not looking forward to summer. So I'm actually, like, today was really good for me. I think it was, like, maybe, like, 70s. I think it was in the 70s. So that was actually good for me. A little breeze was good for me.
about the same weather it was in Baltimore today as well, in the 70s.
Now, I need to get over there to the DMV so I can get in the show or something. I need to get over there.
Girl, it's a hop, skip, and jump. It's like, what, 45
hours?
Okay,
come on
out. Come on down this road here. We right here.
Yeah, I'm going to get over there.
Yeah,
definitely.
Come on down, honey. All right, all bookings for her in the DMV. Yes, you guys can contact her. Yes,
yes,
okay,
please.
Amen. Everyone that's
yes.
listening to all of the viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted you to introduce, so your single out right now is a woman empowerment song. So I want you to introduce that song, tell us about where it came from, your inspiration and everything, so that we can play it for everybody who's listening. Right before I let you do that, let me just mention the number for anybody who's maybe listening online, or tell your friends, tell them call in. The number is 563-999-3792. Please call in, talk to her, ask her questions, press the number 1 so that we can bring you on live. Ask any questions you may have. You might book her right on the show. Tell her, make room.
Thank you.
Make room at your place so she can come out and perform.
You do play a role in the paycheck, though. When the paycheck comes, due to us using our platform to get your coin, we need at least like 96%. So, you know.
I am not taking any money from her. So her talent is very
we
rare.
We need like 96%, okay?
That's all of it.
Basically, but because she used the platform, okay? The voice is natural, okay? It's natural.
But we can't do that. She doesn't have a manager, so she doesn't need your help.
All right. Excuse me. School and watch. Come on, tell it to.
So if you want, you can go ahead and tell us where the inspiration came from for your song and give us a little background about your song before we play it.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. I love this song. This song is called Pretty Girl Magic. It pretty much speaks for itself, but I actually work with a production team called Dope Beats Philly, and they actually made the beat for me, and it has like a little go-go feel to it, which attracted me to it, and I heard the beat, and I immediately wrote to it. It is such a theme song, and I think I got sick of people saying like, oh, you pretty for a big girl, or you know, you pretty for a light skinned girl, you know, like, I'm not pretty for any of that, I'm just pretty, you know, so you don't have to say all of that. I am just who I am. So I got this inspiration and I just started to write, and it's definitely a good song. All ages, you could play it at your barbecue, you could play it at your party, you know, it's such a positive song. So yes.
All right. So we're going to play your song, and then we have a commercial break right after that from our sponsors.
Okay. Hey, don't leave. I was ready for this one.
Don't what she do. Yeah. She's smart as a whip, yeah. It's all in her talk. She move with the hips, yeah, it's all in her walk. So don't bring no stress, nah, and don't even try. This woman mean business, it's all in her eyes. So just come correct, cause she is a queen. She mean what she say and she say what she means. Don't worry about her size, if she got 10 legs or 6 eyes. Said you might wanna meet her, we're around town and she a real crown. Something you never forget. This woman is good, she's always on top. She get what she wants, yeah, man, it never stops. Her hustle is slow, she's always on go. You ain't already know her power is gold. Don't worry about her size, if she got 10 legs or 6 thighs. Said you might wanna meet her, we're around town, is she a real crown? Always come through. She is a force all by herself. She don't take support, no, she don't need no help. Her brain is a weapon, so make sure you know. If you take a piece, yeah, man, you got to go. This woman is strong, this woman is love. She get what you need, yeah, man, bae is a plug. Don't worry about her size, if she got 10 legs or 6 thighs. Said you might want to meet her, we're around town, is she a real crown?
Rhymes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Doors open at 4 p.m. Awards and LSS begins at 5 p.m.
First category closes 6 p.m. sharp. Admission, $35 all night. Standard tables, $250. Premier tables, $300. Four available. VIP tables, $350. Six available. VIP sections, $1,000. Two available. Grand prize, $1,500. Open to all. Lip sync performance with a production. Mini grants include $1,000. Open to all best dressed. $1,000. Open to all foot, eye, and gag. $1,000 legendary tag team performance. $1,000 female figure versus Butch Queen Vogue Fest. $1,000 female figure versus Butch Queen European Runway. $1,000 female figure face. $500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist. $500 Butch Queen American Runway. Plus much, much more. For more information, see the Facebook event page at Crimes of the Century, 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, or contact Marcus at 202-790-2318. Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018.
Yes, ballroom.
Okay, all right. Got a little coin on the table.
Yes. I'm still a little, I'm excited because I had just watched Pose yesterday, and I'm still living off of that. Like, I want more. I'm just waiting for more. Did y'all get a chance to see it?
I haven't seen it yet. I got to see it at 2 a.m. It's coming back on at 2 in the morning. So I said I'm going to see
it. I actually watched it on the FX app, and oh my gosh, like, I need more. I can't wait. But it was so good. The little bit that I've seen for the hour or so that I saw, like, I'm looking forward to what else is to come. But I heard there's a possibility that they're going to be moving it all the way up to current days. So I'm excited to see how ballroom has elevated over time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And everything.
All right. Well, baby sugar, I have a question for you, mother. She listens.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Yeah. You listening to me?
Oh, hi. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
I kind of just in my own world. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I understood because I was in mine too, honey. But it's okay. All right. Quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you were eligible to give anyone that's listening, that's trying to come up in the artistry world, even if it's poetry, singing, or just wanting to be an entertainer, what would be your top five things that you think that they should know in order to be successful in the business?
Okay, so number one is be passionate about what you're doing. Be humble. Always be humble. Oh, my gosh. be accountable. I'm going to say be willing because you're going to definitely be hit with a lot of things. You're going to meet a lot of different people, and you're going to sometimes have to make sacrifices for your artistry, so definitely be willing. And have fun. Oh, my gosh. Like, have fun. Don't, because it's going to be a lot of pressure. You're going to feel a lot of pressure. Sometimes it's going to get lonely. Oh, my gosh. I have cried many times because you want this thing so bad that nobody really gets it but you the way that you do. So it's going to sometimes feel a little lonely, but it is worth it. And when you got that passion and you know this is what you want to do, and I actually prayed on my gift for a long time. So when I, like, actually got that, like, yes, God said this is what you're supposed to do, then this is what I did. And it has not failed me yet. So definitely, just have fun, and it'll happen for you.
All right. Thank you. Because a lot of people understand once you the top two to three things that out of what you said is loyalty to your gift, just to be humble, and be open-minded, willing. Maybe you never know the platform of someone that may step into your life, and they just say, like we spoke earlier, hey, this is what you need to do, get this further.
Right.
So don't be that stuck-up person. It's like, you know what, no. I am Hollywood, and Hollywood isn't changing for no one.
Yeah.
Even though I want to be on movies, and I want to be on a billboard, but Hollywood is going to wear black eyeshadow, black lips, and yellow makeup. I don't care. Nobody's changing me. Even though that's not how the girl comes out the house, I'd be snatched. But, you know, that's how it is, though. You know, a lot of people out here, it's a whole stubborn factor.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, and then again, with me knowing the entertainment industry, you have to let go of your pride because there are sometimes when you want to have to ask for a handout from a friend that might be a makeup artist, and you might say, I need you, or a friend that might be a seamstress, I need you to give me a garment. So you have to let your pride down because, you know, a lot of people, suffer with pride. I know I do too sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And you just be like, honey, you would never be able to dangle over my head, or I helped you. I will go without and figure out another way to get it done. But sometimes you just got to let that out the door and just basically shut down and just say, look, you know, if you got the opportunity for help, you have to ask for it. Because you don't know who that person might know. It might be someone that's following them back to the whole socialite incident.
Mm-hmm.
Someone following them on their Instagram, and they post, oh, I made this for, you know, Pretty Girl Magic. And, you know, they be like, well, I like the garment, but wait, let me see who this girl is that she made. That let me hear her. And they might, but you know what? Pass it on. So you never know. It's just the whole pride factor has to go out of the window.
Right. And you know what? And I definitely, another thing I'm going to mention is that you definitely, as an artist, I feel like you definitely need to network. I think a lot of things that, I think a lot of mistakes that artists don't do or make is we don't get out there enough. To actually meet different people and to, you know, get business cards. Oh, gosh, that is important. Get your business card, you know, when you go to different places, different venues, take it with you, networking events, go to them. You can't, and this is what I had to learn because as I am still a learning artist, you are definitely going to be put in situations where you need to do the work. You know, it's not going to come to you. This is not a game where people just hand you things. You're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't grind for yourself, then nobody's going to grind for you the way that you do for yourself. And that is one thing that we all need to, like, really, and that's with anything, really. It ain't really about music. It's just with life. You know, if you want something to happen for yourself, then you're going to have to do it for yourself. And that's, like, so important. And another thing is, as artists, I know me personally, some things, especially now that I'm, like, you know, kind of still moving and grooving, I still do gigs that, you know, I don't necessarily get paid for. I still will do if one of my homies say, oh, you know, I'm doing a community event, you know, I can't really pay you for it or, you know, give you this or give you that, but I can, you know, sit you at the VIP or give you a free glass or something like that. You know, it's sometimes you just kind of go with it because you never know who's going to be in that crowd. You know,
thank
even if you're not
you
able to get paid for
building.
It. You know, you never do, and everything's not about money. And even to this day, I mean, and it will come for me. You know, if the money will come because I'm good at what I do. So I know that if I'm good at what I do, then where I want to go is not far, you know, far from me. So, you know, I just try to stay focused and be humble at all times, and just pay attention to your surroundings. Networking is important, and you never know. You know, your friend from high school is doing graphic design, or, you know, your friend from the church is doing, you know, vocal lessons or something. You know, you never know who you can pull from your community to help you elevate. So that's really important.
Yeah, you're so right, because it's like, you know, again, you never know who is in the building. You never know who knows who. Like, I've watched different videos of different people that are big now. But they didn't become big due to them going out here just sitting in one room and saying, oh, I'm not going to do this. They network.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was watching one story, actually earlier today on YouTube, one of these actors, I cannot remember her name currently, but she had asked a person to do her makeup. She needed a makeup artist. And she's an entertainer, she's a singer, and the makeup artist actually knew the people of Capitol Records. It was like their cousins, they were related. So while she was sitting in the chair getting her makeup done, the makeup artist asked her, like, what kind of show am I doing your makeup for? What am I doing your makeup for? And she said, well, I'm a singer. I have a show tonight, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, wait, okay, well, let me hear something. And then after that, my cousin is the executive. It was like up there, like person. And I'm going to call him before you leave me today. And by the end of the whole makeup session, she had already scheduled a meeting with, you know, someone. But the way she got to the makeup artist was her dropping her pride and asked a friend of her that she knew a makeup artist, because her makeup artist dropped off at the last moment. So she was like, this is one of the celebrity makeup artists, but, you know, I don't have the money to pay her. Do you mind? Do you think she would be able to take this, you know, and be able to do it today? And the humble makeup artist said, sure, you know, whatever you can give me, that's fine. And then at the end of the whole ideal, she landed a whole interview with Capitol Records, and now it's signed to Capitol Records.
Wow.
So it all boils down to you never know who knows who.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Yes, that is so true. That is so
true. You always got to be ready. Got to stay ready.
Always. I'll hit a single, and I need a 33-minute warm-up. Then I need a glass of Aquanishiante tea from over in Ikiwondo. And I need to smell chamomile hydrators for 20 minutes. You be like, baby, if you are a singer, go ahead and sing me something. If not, you can go home, okay?
Right.
It's just like, you know, you don't see Fantasia, Jasmine Sullivan backing down when they say, oh, Fantasia's in the building, blah, 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 come to the stage. They not, oh, no, I didn't get my tea, and I got to do my No, go sit down. Fantasia, go sit down. Okay, bye.
I can't.
I'm just saying, like, I'm being so serious. It's just, you gotta be really humble. And it's just like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is so true.
Just humble, being humble plays a huge factor in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And I also.
I'm getting so far in my singing career. Because I dropped the chamomile tea in my warm up for 33 minutes, you know.
Yes,
I just, you know, now I'm up there, like, you know, I'm up there with Pretty Girl Magic. Me and her, we're going to do a duet soon. I told her it'll be okay. I can do the background vocals. It's okay, you know. Okay.
I said her people will get with your people.
Yeah, they will. They will. Yes, they will get with my people, yes. I won't hold my breath while we're waiting for the meeting, but, you know, they're going to get
breath.
I won't hold my breath, child, okay, because I might not make it to the meeting. So it's all right, though. It is all right.
Well, Carla, I know you weren't prepared, but do you have anything that you have off the top of your head or anything that you memorize as far as the poetry? Because I want people to hear that side of you, too. I know we got the singing down, like we have the music for you, but I don't have any clips of your poetry, so you got to do something live.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, put you right on the spot.
Oh, see, she didn't do her three-line warm-up for 33 minutes yet.
Oh,
like, she can't do it.
Girl.
But we don't have her for long, so I just want to make sure I cover every basis. I want to get it all.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm waiting.
I'm going to do my best because I really was not prepared, but that's okay. We'll make it work. Let me see. I'm thinking really hard. And I'm only saying I'm thinking really hard because I really don't do poetry as much.
You don't have that one go-to poem. You always do that one.
Right. Okay, so let's see. I have a friend. She's so beautiful. She's so magical. She created such beautiful pictures. When you see her, you just have to meet her. When she smiles, she can brighten up this room. I told myself I wasn't going to write a poem about you. I told myself I was not going to write a poem about you. I wasn't going to share with the world how this amazing, beautiful girl didn't even make it to a woman because she decided to ruin her life. Running around with men and women, got pregnant, had one and lost the other twice. Didn't know how to... All right, that's all I got for y'all.
No, don't do that. I was in that.
Child, I was over here.
I know.
She said she wasn't going to write the poem. Oh, Lord, she wrote it, though.
No, because I really don't remember the rest.
Oh, my God. That was such a teaser.
It was.
Know,
I'm over here in tears. Girl.
How would you ever do that?
I know, but I'm going to let you, for all the listeners, I'm going to actually just post up the full video when I can get a chance to let you guys hear the rest, okay? So make sure y'all go follow me at The Real Carla G on Instagram, because I really don't remember.
Now, see, she said she wasn't going to write it, but she wrote it. Oh, my God. And then she sung at the beginning, and then came in. So... I love going to a poetry night, like, when it's like that, when you show all of your talents, and it's just not one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you hear the beatboxer, he might bring in with a, you know, a nice tempo, and then jump off of the tempo
yes.
and go into his whole thing. It's just like when you're
yes.
able to show your whole circle of just talent. Oh, Jesus. You know, it's just, it gets me, you know, it gets me. You know,
yeah.
Now that's going to be stuck in my head. I said I wasn't going to write this poem about you, but I did it.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Like, so what?
Yeah.
Right.
I just wanted to give you a little
people.
Bit of the flow, you know.
Like, can we find you on iTunes, Amazon Play, SoundCloud?
Yes, you can. So you can definitely go on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, all those digital platforms, and you can stream, download Pretty Girl Magic. That's just type in Carla G, and you can go ahead and download that.
All right, yeah. This is Apple Click. All right, Carla, T-A-R-L-A, spacebar.
G.
Spacebar.
Yeah.
Pretty Girl Magic. Oh, got you. See it? All right. Add all playlist. Ow. Got it.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm paying my $14.99. Was it $9.99? One of the something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got that one. Yeah.
Thank you.
So do you have a YouTube channel with any of your work on it?
Yes. Yeah, so my YouTube channel is The Real Carla G. Also,
all right, scroll over here, youtube.com. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I subscribed, then I pushed the bell. Here we go. Yeah, you got
here
me.
Here we go.
You got me. Now I need y'all to follow suit, y'all. Everybody listening, come on, come with me.
Please.
Come on. You're going to have a million followers tonight, okay?
They're coming in.
Yes. All you got to do is put Carla G. Yo. It's the first thing to pop up, Pretty Girl Magic. It's the first thing.
There you go.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, I got you, boo.
You ain't even
got
to look far for it. Right.
You ain't even got – it's not there for me. It's right there. Okay? It's right there. It is right there. Child, she probably like this crazy person, honey. Crazy.
You have another song that touches a little deeper. And I wanted you to, I'm trying to get everything in before I lose you. I know we can't keep you the entire song.
So fine.
If you don't mind, go into detail about this next one so that people can understand where you were coming from with that one.
Yes. So this is Scared. It's titled Scared. And this is a piece that I wrote surrounding domestic violence because it's very, very real. And I am a victim of domestic violence, or was actually, in my past relationship. And I know a lot of people that went through it and they're still going through it. And some people don't make it out. So I just try to shed some light on, and it also happens inside of our LGBTQ community, and a lot of people don't believe that shit is real, but it is real. So it definitely came from me just kind of trying to show people that it's out there, and if you can get out, if you have a way, if you know anyone that's going through it, just try to help them because it can get very real very fast. So... this is Scared.
Mm-hmm. has a story, and here's mine. It's 9 a.m. in the morning. You wake up yawning, say your stomach really growling. Can I make you home fries in an omelet? So I get up real quick, throwing toast and some grits. Bring it over to your baby, then bend down for a kiss. Never know what mood you in, so I'ma play it like this. Never know what mood you in, but damn, you did it again. You said, damn little bitch, you fucked up my shit. Told you not to put the AIDS on top of the grits. You got up real fast, hit the door with the glass. Before I knew it, I was laying there, stretched on my ass. I said, baby, please don't hit me. I don't wanna walk around black eye all tipsy. You said not today, and today is different. One kick to the ribs, now I know you gon' listen. Oh,
but it will be.
Okay, but I'm going to be real with you for a second, sweetheart. When Diva sent this to us and said, you know, here's a few clips of her music, I really honestly bust out into tears after hearing this the first time. Because
really?
Because I, too, have been through it. And like a lot of people think domestic violence is genderville, where you have to, only women can go through it. When you, this is not that way. In a past relationship, actually, I allowed it to happen because I was closed-minded at the time, and I wasn't, you know, didn't see an issue with it until the day before my wedding was the big kapow, and I was, you know, out of it. So that song actually touched me tremendously, And wow. I want to thank you for doing it correctly.
Oh, my God.
Because listening to it basically tells a story about just the daily pattern that people go through. Just because the grit and the things, the food was touching. That
sparked
something
so
right
simple.
There.
That's it, right.
Something
exactly.
stupid. You left the light switch on.
Yep.
Sparked something right there. Like, and it's so like people do not see it at all. So I would like to say thank you for writing that, and thank you for writing it correctly.
Yeah.
Because
you are welcome.
Some people would have wrote something like that and just went onto an outline of everything, but you basically went into depth in it, and it showed that anything could spark a person to go crazy.
Yeah.
Just because of your attention. Just because you left the water on more than 30 seconds. Like, it's stupid stuff.
Exactly.
Baby, if I was to give you the list of the pet peeves of that person, baby, you would be like, look, you crazy too.
Right.
You, yeah. But being closed eyes, your lids is glued shut with Gorilla
I'm
glue.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
And you just, you think it's okay when it's not at all.
When it's
but, you know, again. I want to say thank you, and I had to hold him back this time. I said, I'm on live. My voice already messed up. I get back on here. Hello. Y'all be like, no. I'm going to just take a leave of absence for the next 30 minutes, sir, and go home, okay? So you're right. But I would like to say thank you. That's all I have to say to you. Thank
you. You are so welcome. And thank you for getting out. That is the most important. Oh my gosh! Because it's not easy, and people just don't see it, and they will stay. And I have read so many stories, and I have actually comforted and tried to comfort many families that have lost loved ones to it. It's real. So yes, thank you.
It is. It's real. A lot of people, they just think it's just the females that can get beat on.
But it
could be the opposite way. Like, I know of a straight couple where the wife was actually beating on the husband.
Right.
So it's like, it's not just, it switches only when it's in the LGBT community. No. It could be the opposite way around. You never know. Whoever the demanding figure in the household is, it's just, you never know. You never know.
You never know. You never know. And
just,
I tried to focus on when. The story itself, because I feel like even more music to come that will come from Carla G is all about really telling the story. Whether I have been through it, whether I know someone else that has been through it, it's really about telling the story, and that's really what music I feel like should be about. And that's what my music is about anyway, and it's just kind of captivating you to the point where you can visually, you close your eyes, you can see it. You know, you hear the words, you can feel it. So just trying to, like, when I wrote it, I'm like, let me take myself back to that day. Because I remember it very clearly. So let me take myself back to that day.
Yes, you know, we try to block it out. But trust me, the remembrance is still there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
for sure.
Like you said, just tell a story. Like, you know, you don't have to. Just the story is what needs to be told. Because a lot of people are connected to the foolishness. You need to know the story. And again, like you said, it might not even be you that went through it, but it's a story from, even if it's not just you, it's a story from someone that went through it and it wasn't right.
Right.
So it's just,
you
know, it's just, come on. You are an artist, sis. Come on. You got these other ones out here telling what they want to do and how they want to do it, when they did it. You know, but child, you take that to bust the windows out your car. You know, it's just like it was a story, okay? That was the story. She said I was fed up, so I'm busting these windows now, sis. Okay, but yeah, so it's just you have to with entertainment. You have to tell a story, and it's the same. And I'm sure you get it better. Well, it's easier for you due to the fact that you're also a poet. So it's just like, you know, it's just that's a whole storytelling field also.
Yes.
It's just talented.
Yeah.
I try to tell you. It's just pure talent.
Honey, I see it now, child. Lord. Honey, I'm about to screen record my iPhone me playing that song. I'm walking down the street. Okay. Walking down the street just tear up.
I need to go ahead and put that on my playlist.
Okay, that's what I was saying. But when I went to that Carla G, I only saw that one song.
Yes.
And then it's another song. I think you're featured on it that comes out when you look for you.
Oh, Okay, but,
you know,
definitely going to put that up so everyone can go and download that. Yes.
Yes, we need that. Definitely.
Yeah,
need
we
that.
Do. We need that. Uh-huh.
It's very relevant.
I'm
going to
find that on,
relevant.
So it's not on any music platform.
No, it's actually just on my YouTube. I actually have the full version on my YouTube, but not like any digital platforms yet.
Okay, so no SoundCloud,
mm-hmm.
none of that. Okay.
No,
well,
that's no, no.
I need you to run to Spotify, SoundCloud,
yes.
Amazon Play, iTunes, and get
yes.
that out there. Because honestly, like that's another. And it's crazy because tomorrow evening, before I see Diva tomorrow, I'm meeting with a group of friends that a few
mm-hmm.
of them actually have been through. So if you do not mind, am I eligible to hand it over to them, you know, and just like, sis, listen
well,
to
yeah.
this, you know. It's just,
yes.
you know, and it's like, and it goes, falls back into the LGBT community because
yes.
it's actually, they say, bigger in our community than it is in any other community.
Mm-hmm.
But
I will believe
it's just,
it. Mm-hmm.
It's whew, child, yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Right,
gotcha.
Yes, please play it for
gotcha.
Them and then tell gotcha. Them to follow me on Instagram.
Oh, honey,
you know?
They should be listening.
That'll
I think they're
great.
Listening, but, you know,
right.
trust me, if they wasn't, I'll make sure I'm emailing that.
Yeah.
Dropping
yeah.
it somewhere on somebody with Google Dropbox. It's going to get to because it tells the perfect story. It's just like when you never know
yeah.
what a person is going through. So
never
it's
know.
Just like, and I'm that person. Mm-hmm. I will see a smile on my face 100% of the time, but my head
mm-hmm.
maybe is doing flips. I'm at Cedar Point.
Yes.
I'm in my
yep.
head at Six Flags, King's Dominion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just Hurricane Katrina. It's just
how
like, you know,
that?
What's going on? Okay, you're just
exactly.
trying not to get back to 9/11, okay? But it's all
right,
right. though. Okay, so it's just like you try
yes.
not to get to where buildings falling. And you giving that. So it's just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
that story, you just got to walk with the story.
Yep.
Right. Carla, mention your YouTube
social media platform
so that people can find that particular song, because I'm sure there was somebody that was listening that it touched. I mean, it touched me. I was sitting here like, okay, am I going to be okay enough to say something after
yeah.
that? But like, just like Hollywood trying to hold it back. Like, I'm sitting here like, yes, this is so familiar.
Yeah.
So just
mm-hmm.
mention your YouTube again so that people can find that song.
Yes. So that's going to be on YouTube. You can type in The Real Carla G, and it should pop up. And you can, I think I might be also under Carla Gamble Sings. So, but The Real Carla G should pop up. So you could just put The Real Carla G and then all my songs should pop up on there.
Okay.
And what's the name again of that particular song?
Yes, it's called Scared.
Scared.
All
right.
Right.
Yes.
So again, if you are listening and you want to call in, ask any questions, or you have anything, any comments that you want to say while she's still on the show live, just press 1, and
yeah.
then that way we can bring you on live. I'm not sure who's all listening, but we do want to give you all the opportunity to come on live so that you can talk to her while we have her. If you have any questions, if you have any experiences, you want to talk about anything,
mm-hmm.
Just press 1, and then that way we can bring you on live.
Yes, 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 yes. I also wanted to say to any artist or anyone that's listening, basically, to don't just stop at one thing with your talent, because you never know what your one talent might expose of many other talents that you may have. Because I actually, earlier this year, I did a stage play with one of the local radio stations here. She was a producer, and she actually directed the play The Four Color Girls, and I actually got my chance to be on like a main stage and play like one of the main characters. And this was because of my Pretty Girl Magic song. And, you know, my song got me to actually landing a role. And that was so amazing for me. But I didn't know that I could even act, you know, until I tried, until someone saw potential in me to say, hey, you know, I think you will be perfect for this, you know. So just keep going. And, you know, if you, even if you think the only thing you can do is sing, you know, you probably can write, you probably can produce, you probably can be an actor, you know, you just never know. So, you know, definitely, you know, just try many things and don't stop trying and don't stop giving, just don't give up because it's needed. You know, it's really good artists are really needed out here and people that are not like just saying anything. You know, if you're going to come for real. Don't come with, you know, little ABCs, like, you know, just come with some real thought, you know, and things that people would really like to listen to. And yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Are you willing to do any like mentoring for somebody that just getting started, that don't know like which direction to head to or anything? Are you willing to do some mentoring?
Yes, I would love to. And it's so crazy because I can actually say like, okay, I'm at a place where I can actually give some good advice or give, you know, some good leadership skills to try to, you know, help someone that is open to it. So definitely you can inbox me at The Real Carla G on Instagram. You can email me at CarlaGambleSings@gmail.com, and we can talk. I definitely don't mind.
That's good. I hope somebody's listening that's willing to take that opportunity because I promise you, you won't be upset about anything. Like, I feel like she has everything that it takes, and you can see now that she is very multi-talented and would be a great asset to your building of your career. So I believe that if you are looking into that, please hit her up.
Yes.
Won't be disappointed. Definitely not. Oh,
hey.
Carla.
Yes.
Who's on the line? Did y'all hear anything?
I didn't hear anything either.
Mm-mm. Who do we have on the line? Oh, I can't remember.
We do know that.
Are you
Jesus
on speaker?
Jesus is on the main line, okay? Yes, he is.
Is the caller on speaker or something? We can't really hear what you're saying.
Hello. That was weird.
I need to know. Is somebody calling 443 number? I don't know. All right, we'll try again.
All right.
If you can, like, maybe call right back so that we can hear you, because we can't really hear you that great.
Yeah.
Okay. We definitely see it's a 443 number, so you definitely Baltimore, right here, or DMV area. I'll just say that because our numbers intertwine some kind of way.
Mhm. So what's going on for y'all Pride over there?
Well, this is Capital Pride, so. I'm more in tune to Black Pride, which we just had Memorial Day weekend. As far as Capital Pride is just for, you know, shits and giggles. So when I go, it's just for celebrating anything. But I do not have, I don't know if Hollywood does, but I do not have any details in regards to, like, what we do as far as celebrating Capital Pride. I know it's normally for me, it's a Saturday-Sunday thing, so Saturday is normally a parade, and then on Sunday, it's usually, I think they have the big show on Saturday, too, but on Sunday, I usually catch, like, the main artists when they're coming in. I know in the past, we've had a few members of, like, RuPaul Drag Race that are there hosting.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like big artists. I think last year they had, I do not want to murder her name. Is it Tinashe?
Mm-hmm, I think so, yeah.
Okay. She was there last year performing. She was like the big artist last year.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be there this year. Oh, that cat almost got hit. I'm sorry, y'all. but yeah, I normally just go just to have fun. I know my store team went last year, and then I believe that we're going again this year. So we have the caller back.
Yes.
Who is it?
Is it me?
Is it? Is it you?
Isn't it?
I don't know. What are you doing? Hanging up and calling back?
See what happened with my phone died or whatever.
Oh, so don't play. Don't play.
No, seriously, my phone had died, so I called back. But I didn't know that the whole ding dong was for me. I didn't know that, honestly. Don't judge me, you guys. You know.
That is so funny.
I'm thinking that it's somebody new. And the whole time,
it's
Hollywood. Okay.
I am new. You know, new and improved.
We have a little a PSA that we need to drop real quick, so listen out.
The human soul is so precious. But our physical bodies age every second, every minute, and every hour. 40% of humans contact HIV from a loved one, drugs, and sometimes straight from birth. It can destroy families, break up friendship groups, and does not discriminate against ethnicity. HIV does not have a solid face, so let's be mindful and watch our actions.
Very much so needed. We need to say that PSA.
Yes,
we were talking about this, and we're thinking about for our next show that we definitely want to tap into safe sex, community,
mm-hmm.
and above and beyond, because
yes,
it's very much so needed. So.
Yes, very needed.
Yes, ma'am. So, Carla, do you have anything interesting about you that a lot of people may not know?
Well, I think at first, at first glance, like when people see me, they don't know that I'm really, really, really chick. And I really, you don't really know, like, until I can go with somebody. A real deep conversation with you, or even just to open my mouth and talk, you know, that I can switch it up and talk, you know, completely professional, but I really love, like, to kind of get into my ebonics and just be really chill. So I think a lot of people don't know that about me until they meet me. And I think people already, when they look at you, they have, like, this perception of who they're going to be when they actually meet you. So yeah. And I think, and people don't know, I'm really, really scary. Like, I don't like really big noises. I don't like roller coasters. I don't like to be, like, in dark places. Like, I have a lot of anxiety, so I don't like those things that spook me out. I don't like scary movies. I don't do that. So, yeah, people might know that.
Oh, my goodness. I would have never thought it. I know you have so many sides of you. I'm like, well, wow. Okay. So, yeah, that's very interesting. I would have never thought that at all. The crazy thing is I don't like loud noises either. Like, I was watching when the movie Obsessed came out, of course. A lot of people should know that movie by now because Beyonce's in it. But when that movie came out and Idris was in the car and he yelled at her, I jumped.
Yeah.
Now, people probably around me probably like, what the hell is wrong with her? But no, like, he was loud. And I'm like, okay, it was just a moment. He told her to stop.
I don't understand that. Diva, I don't understand how you just get loud noises when you want some bass in everything you listen to.
Oh, no, that's different. Like, bass is different. When I'm in music, because I come from a musically inclined family. So when I'm in music, that's different. Listening to music is one thing. But you yelling at me or you out of the blue just boo, some type, something like that spooks me out. And
well,
I'm
that's
like,
just you being snappy. That's all it is because you're very sassy, man. Okay?
Well, what's that got to do with that?
Because you don't want nobody yelling at you.
What does that got to do with me? No, I don't mean like yelling in that sense. I mean like unexpectedly. Like he was talking at a low tone, and he was trying to be calm, and then he just got loud.
Yeah,
they,
I remember
like
that part. That was a scary type of part. You're right.
I literally jumped. Like it wasn't nothing that jumped out at me or anything. He just got loud at that moment, and I jumped. I wasn't prepared.
Never mind.
That's like that. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So you don't like roller coasters. There's a thrill in it. There's definitely a thrill in the roller coaster. And I'm
just not.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm not a roller coaster rider. But,
it's
I mean,
fun.
I would try it every now again.
It's so much fun. I don't know. I guess that's the adventurous side of me. Like, I'm not going hiking on no mountain. I'm not doing
Why
that,
not?
But I'll definitely
that's
get on
fun.
A roller coaster. Listen,
oh.
I get tired.
What gets me, see, I don't have an issue
short-winded.
With roller coaster. Except my issue, you stupid, not short-winded. My issue is the whole dropping of your stomach. That feeling makes me nauseous very fast. Now, but I mean, I can go ahead and I've skydived and things like that. It's just like, you know you're about to dive out this object, so you good. Roller coaster, it comes all the, like, very frequent. And it's just like, you know, I'm a daredevil, I will say, like, skydiving and things like that. But a roller coaster, when it's repetitive and I'm getting nauseous, I'm making up words and stuff now. It's just like, you know, okay. I'm not with it, okay? I am not the girl, okay? Okay. That's like how people like you like it. I like to do that.
Oh my God.
How do you like, I don't understand. Like
but the roller coaster, it's so quick. Like, the ride itself is probably all of maybe 2 minutes, if that. Once you're in the air and you're going, it's over quick. You get the thrill really quick and it's over.
No, it's not. They got one man in the music park. It lasts 10 minutes.
It lasts 10
You said what?
The roller coaster lasts 10 minutes.
I need to find that one.
It was one of these parks, and it's like it's dumb tall, and then it's just like, no, it looks like somebody's squiggly eyebrow. It's like, oh, I don't want it. No parts of it. Don't sign me up for that. No. Don't pass go. I don't want to collect the $20. No.
Oh, no, this is so fun. I just went to Hershey Park. What was that? Memorial Day.
You didn't invite nobody. It's okay, though. It's okay.
Oh, I didn't need to. It's a spontaneous thing for me. Like, I just get up and go.
You
so I say, I'm going to get up and go to Africa tomorrow. That's
it up
my goal.
You hit the phone and say, Hollywood, you want to come with the crew, the family, and go to Hershey Park. And I would say, look at the Diva, I don't even know if I want to go because it's a little warm outside.
See, I don't want to give you that opportunity. I don't want somebody to tell me no. Because if I say I'm going, I'm going. You ain't hear me earlier when I said I was almost in Philly today? I had no plan to go to Philly, but if I chose, I woke up and I'm in Philly, then I'm in Philly. That's what happened.
Ooh, girl.
It's pretty
romantic.
You see what I got to deal with on the daily basis. But I'm the same way, too. Like, if I get up and I be like, look, my family, let's go to Miami or something,
right.
So I'm ready to go.
Right.
And it's my whole family's the same way, though. So it's just like, you just, you know.
I can't do that. That's too much. First of all, I'm a Virgo and I am a planner. I cannot just decide to get up and just be like, oh, hey,
I'm going to go to California today, pick my stuff. I can't do that. That's just not.
You're right. You're
no,
like
I need
sister.
To know where
you
I'm
just,
staying, what I'm doing,
you.
Where I'm going to go,
yes.
Where, like how much money I need. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just can't.
But I'm an Aries, and I'm the same way. But
really?
I will sit around and like plan, oh, well, this will be the plan if I ever
mm-hmm.
go here. If I ever go here, this is the plan. So when I wake up that morning, I'm like, oh, okay, coin is looking right. All right, let's go here. I already got this in my bookmark. Let me bookmark this hotel. Let me bookmark this call service. Let me bookmark these plans. Let me bookmark this. So it's just like, that's me. Like, if you were to look at my desktop screen right now, you'd be like, why do you have so many tabs open? But you know,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. Right? It's okay.
So I know, Carla, you're about to leave us, and I hate it.
I know.
But is there anything that you want to close out with for our listeners, people that just know you today, anything that you want to close out with for them? I mean,
even
a note
a
or something.
Song,
maybe a little song.
Song. A little alphabet, a song. Or you can also finish, I wasn't going to write this about you. You know,
yes.
We're still waiting for that too. So, I mean, I'm just
you're
like,
so funny. So basically, I remember when I first got on a call, I was telling everyone, like, you know, I am... I feel like the industry, I don't like really like labels, like, you know, she's R&B, she's soul, she's this, she's that. But I guess, you know, as I go into my career, people are going to label me anyway. But I consider myself, a soul artist, but not your average soul artist, because I don't want to typically, I think my whole career, even when I was younger, I've been always compared to Jill Scott. Always. And it's not a bad thing because she's a talented queen, but it's just like, come on now, I need to get out of that. I don't want to be compared to her. That's not really my overall style. So my style, even with my songs that you can hear, they're soulful, but they have a twist to it. It's really bouncy. It's really like, it has like a little trappy, you know, some I can even like do poetry so much. I feel like I can rap. I feel like I can rap, sing at the same time. So I actually will close you guys out with a little song. And this is actually, I wouldn't call it a freestyle, but it was just something that I decided to write. So here we go. Let's see. Okay. Woke up this morning trying to do something, so I wrote a little something in my book. You never know who you see or better yet where you be, so you gotta be ready, be. Never considered myself begging for nothing. If I want it, I got it. Shorty, get up and do something. Never know front in Philly, low key in my crib, I ain't bugging. Planning real chill, baby, ain't got no time to be stunting. Little sassy, babe. Little bougie, babe. If you ain't bringing no problems, I'm just Gucci, babe. Unfamiliar faces be waving the truth, I just pay it. When it's time to show love, I can always tell that they faking. You wanna see me rolling through? You wanna see how I'm doing? You wanna see how I'm moving? And that's all that I got.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So
we do appreciate
you. Thank you.
Joining us.
No,
that's your audience. That's your audience right there.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate you joining us tonight. Like,
yes,
and I'm glad that everyone got a chance to see the side of you that I've seen for so many years now.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
There you have it, she's Carla G. And make sure that you all follow her. Can you give your social medias one more time before you get off the air so that people can follow you, and I hope everybody follows you right after this.
Yes, follow me. Keep updated on all the wonderful things I'm about to do, all the new music I'm about to bring to y'all. On my IG, Instagram, you can type in The Real Carla G, and it will pop up. Click the follow button. You can go to Facebook, type in Carla G Sings, and that will pop up. So definitely follow me. Thank y'all so much for having me. This was so fun. I want to come back. I want to do this again. Okay.
Let me know when you're free. Definitely.
Yes.
And make sure you do some more songs like Scared, because
we need that. Very relevant. I heard her finish. I told you I wasn't going to write this about you, but yeah.
Listen, you're not getting your 96%, okay?
I'm just saying, I just want the rest of that song. I ain't worried about nothing. No, I want the rest of it.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm gonna make sure that I send you the full version
because
I have it.
Please, you know what? I'm going to wait for it. Okay, I'm waiting for it now. Okay, if you gotta hang up and give me a voice note, I will send you the telephone number to send it to. I mean, that's just.
Yes. I got you, baby. I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank y'all so much.
Thank you for stepping in and taking the time out of your busy schedule, honey, and coming into
yes.
the Diva's Lounge.
Yes.
Yeah. So
okay.
I mean, just have your second and fourth queen be open. You might be calling me back, okay? Because
yeah.
I gotta hear about what he said after he heard the song or whatever the form about him. So.
Yes.
And then, you know, just again, I would love to say thank you for this lovely song. And just, you know, I have already asked, you know, the 6 people so far. So,
yes.
You know, it's just, you know, I thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, Diva.
Yes, I'm here.
Honey,
I'm trying
to
figure out what we want to do here.
I have to get
myself together. It was a good show. Like I really enjoyed it, and I hope everybody was able to actually listen in and get into her talents. Like I said, I've been hearing it for years, and I'm just so proud of her as far as she's been going. I've seen so many sides of her, her different talents, as well as out of ballroom, in ballroom, everything. So it's just good to see your sisters or your brothers just growing and being out there doing what they love to do.
Mm-hmm. It's just like she's so passionate about it and so humble. And that's just like, it puts the, you know, the icing on the cake that you can see this is something that she truly wants. She's not just doing it just to be in the limelight or just to be seen. She really, especially with that song, she's really true to it.
Right.
Yeah, son. Right.
Let's give, I guess, an idea of where the show is going to go for our next show, because we're not going to have a guest on our next show, but we do want to talk about some serious topics that's very relevant to today's current events and things. We already heard the HIV PSA, so we do want to talk about what to come for the next show.
Yeah. So,
go ahead and mention something, Hollywood. Just mention, like, you know, something, a topic that you want to cover. Yeah,
honestly, I want to get to the fact of the matter, which the next show will be still during Pride Month. I feel as though it's a lot of people out here that need to know in depth in basically protecting yourself. So basically, like the TSA said, it doesn't have a name or nothing on it. If you're not cautious and being out here and doing what you're doing, always protect yourself. So therefore, I want to speak onto that with me knowing a few people that are into the that has been hit by the bug and is doing wonderful. But of course, you know, they have their I wish I would have did this, I wish I would have done that. So when you are eligible to speak to the community and say, look, this is what you need to do. The main thing is wrap it up, but there's also other precautions in it that can help you also dart the bullet.
Yeah.
Not dart the bullet, yeah, sorry, no, dodge no. the bullet. I apologize.
we got it. I want to make sure that that we also look into any research that might come up or anything, and the resources, because there's people out there that don't know where to turn to find this protection or to have this awareness of what's going on. So I want to make sure that we are prepared on our end to give that information to you all so that when you do call in and listen to the next show, you have an understanding or have the resources of where you can turn to if you don't have the knowledge of how to practice safe sex. A lot of people just do it just because it's fun or it's something to do and everybody else is doing it, but you're not doing it the proper way.
Correct.
I want to make sure of that.
Just, you have to know,
right.
A lot of people don't understand where, that they actually have to go to somewhere to get the proper thing for it. And it's just, you know, a lot of people also, think, again, the pride steps in, where with something like this, you cannot be prideful, you can't be ashamed, this, that, and the third, because then it's just like it builds up. So, therefore, go to your doctor, ask for what you need to get. But we will talk more into depth of this for our next show. But it's going to be a time when you have to speak to someone to get the help that you're going to need.
All right. Well, we hope to see everybody this weekend at Capital Pride. I know we're closing out a little earlier than we normally do. Our special guest had to go a little sooner than the show lasted. So I hope to see somebody at Pride. Make sure y'all take pictures, find me, somebody text me, hit me up on, you know, social media.
IG,
I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Hit the social media because we will be there.
Yes.
Let me know what's
yes.
going on, we'll be going. If you got house parties going on, the Divas Lounge, we'd love to come through. You know, one diva might not be with me because she's not more of the out, you know, the night owl like myself. But, you know. I will pump through a function, okay? You know, as long as you got a little Jack in the building, you know, I will pump through her a cute cocktail, have it already shaking on the side waiting for me. I'll be waiting for it.
I said that.
But I would like to thank everyone for tuning in today. I would love to thank the lovely Carla G for stepping in and speaking to us about her entertainment endeavors and her life now still going into the entertainment industry. Also, we would like to shout out our lovely switchboard, Mama Susan. You know, she was real quiet tonight. I don't know what happened. She was real quiet tonight. But you know, just know
Susan,
I love you, Mama Susan.
Susan, actually, she's celebrating her grandson's birthday today, so she wasn't going to be too in tune. So
okay,
he's doing the birthday celebration
for me too, Susan. Eat one for me and some more, honey. Eat it for me, okay? I'm trying to watch my figures and stuff, you know, so eat that for me.
Right. So stay tuned into our page so you know when the next show is and everything. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.